the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gain and power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
And welcome back to the Hostile Zone. It's the infamous and the very, very famous and going to be much more famous, Eric A. Sinani, in the person, in the real. I apologize, no video today. We have a video going, but it's not live feed. But we are live on a location working on a story that we can't go into much detail with. I'm here with my temporary co-host, Miss Bianca C. Say hello, Papa Noda.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody? Thank you for having me again.
Yes, yes. I hope that everybody can get us. We are on location, and we are definitely having technical difficulties. So if we're not sounding well, I much apologize. There is a video running that will be put out. Today's been a very, very, very busy news day. We're not going to go into some of the major stuff, but there was a lot of Hunter Biden stuff today. There was stuff going on in DC, some testimony, which we have some exclusive information and stuff to put out on that, which we're going to do next week because we're not ready to run all that. And also President Biden finally acknowledged that he has a seventh grandchild.
Seventh? Wow.
Named Navy.
Navy. How? Wow.
But she doesn't have the name Biden. Biden. We went to court over that. I have nothing to say. I don't badmouth my president or anything. I'm just putting out a news piece. Shout out to Navy. I'm glad that you are officially recognized publicly. I'm very sorry for her that in the future she's going to see that they went to court to not have the name attached. Mm-hmm. She is a Biden, but she's not officially the Biden. I see the internet is having an issue here. Boy, oh boy. Oh. So Miss Bianca C.
Yes.
Go on and help me out here. Let's All do right. something. I'm trying to not lose everything on here. Okay, so that's what's going on with that. We also have some major stuff that we're working investigatively. I need to also... I hope that this is getting out. We're at a location that we can't talk about right now because we're working on some really good stuff. Or I could say my team is working on. Miss Bianca C is going to sing.
Exclusive location.
And we have some great video and we have some great audio. But I need to give some shout out to some people that I promised that we're going to do something, and I'm going to shout it out so they know. And if they call in, they'll know. Shout out to my buddy there up in Boston, who's now in Boston right now, but you're the man. And my friend from New York, Buffalo, I want to say, right? Buffalo, something like that. I can't remember the town, but shout out to you. I will reach out to you later. You will get the time and the videos. We will talk, but we have exclusive stuff we're working on that took precedent right now, and we couldn't even run video on today. There will be the video of today's show. I'm looking at the cameras now. There will be video of the show at a later time, probably next Monday. Maybe even sooner on a breaking story. But anyway, so I want to circle back to something that I talked about last week.
And
I want to apologize. This is not like me, but it's been very busy. I started talking about the abortion case last week. And I promise that I always try to bring back and circle back.
Oh, okay.
But I did not have the printout here, so I don't want to go into it. But I want to acknowledge for my fans and the public that I do acknowledge we're going to continue that conversation. And I'll have more details and be able to open dialogue that. And we had planned today to have live callers on a couple different issues. And, obviously we have other things to attend to. So I want to call that out and to circle back also. We were discussing Miranda v. Arizona. I want to thank people for their emails And shout out to my fans. And apparently I have some good fan base in Washington State.
In Washington, okay.
I don't know what.
Hey, shout out to Washington.
I don't know what other affiliate station is airing me in Washington, but shout out to you guys for calling in an email. Please, my producer is very stressed out with all the calls and stuff.
Hey, it's. I think it's good.
And I believe the show now has. I know it has it. The show's website. I haven't personally had the chance to see it because I've been doing investigative interviews and stuff, and we have the new investigative journalists on board, so we've been kind of get them, and we got like people in three time zones working on this stuff. Oh, and we actually have a central time zone. We have the Chicago person.
Chicago.
Yes, we have a Cook County investigative person. So Al Capone people out there, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Al Capone's Pizza, the Capone Pizza. Anyway, so Miss Bianca C, why don't you give us a tune? Break us in like you do.
All right. I keep on falling in out of love with you. I never loved someone more than I loved you. Oh, I never felt this way.
Woo! Nice. There we are. There we are.
Thank
so.
You.
I'm not going to sing for everybody today. I never plan to. I could throw a Billy Joel once in a while your way, maybe in the future, but definitely not right now. So we were going to actually. I have my little copy for my video people next week. I have my constitution here
and your pocketbook.
Yeah, right, right.
That's my joke.
And I had brought a beautiful Lincoln book. I have many Lincoln things.
Let me show everyone. Okay.
Yeah, show for the video next week. It is a nice book of shout out to my friends at Forge Theater. You know who you are. We will be having that drink very soon.
Yes.
Okay, so I got a book that somebody sent
and
me from there.
This
is, I'll hold it up for the camera, The Wit and Wisdom of Abraham Lincoln. And you know, anybody that knows me, it has a million things of Abraham Lincoln in my house.
Oh,
and,
yes. You're definitely an Abraham Lincoln person. Yes.
So this one here is a nice book, and it was sent to me from Ford's Theater. It's a leather-bound book, and it got little quotes and things. And for the camera, I'm going to show it. And I was going to go down the route of discussing some of the things in here, but new news and investigative stuff. Mm-hmm. Hampers that ability to do that. So we're going to move forward. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the stuff you've been trying to, you know, I've been noticing you've been writing down and putting some words together for some new songs. And you want to chat about it a little bit or do
not want... anytime, whatever's going through my life, I always find like some inspiration. Sometimes I dream about it actually in the middle of the night. I'll just like wake up and have this melody and I'll just like use my phone and record it. And little by little, I put a song together and with the beats and everything, I just collaborate together and it works out well.
Wow.
I'm trying to do like more upbeat and woman empowerment.
Right.
That's
women empowerment. Speaking of women empowerment, this is another thing we were going to get into, and I want to bring it back, and I'm going to write in my notes for next week. And I know you're passionate about this, so this will be a great little conversation. I'm writing it down. What are we going to talk about? Because it moved you and get me started on it.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, the movie.
Yes. Look at the camera and what's the name of the movie?
It's The Sound of Freedom.
There we are, people. Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom. I want to tell you that this is a movie that everybody must watch.
Yes.
It's a docudrama. It's based on reality, based on true stories. But it has, you know, it's let's say Hollywood flair, even though Hollywood is not really behind it so much. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about
interesting.
That. Interesting. But basically, and then I want you to give me your impact because you called me pretty upset about it. And
oh, yeah, this really took to heart. But, this movie really did.
And I want you to talk about it because this is like this is not and non-political. And I want you to give the women's feeling and the minority idea of it. Mm-hmm. But the movie, for those of you that did not see it, and you definitely, definitely have to see it, it is Sound of Freedom. It was released on the 4th of July of this year. And the premise of the movie is based on human trafficking, the underground, Operation Underground Railroad that operated. And it basically, it was a federal agent who was working for DHS. And he eventually left there to continue on the path of pulling people from human trafficking. So I want to get into more of that, but I want you to hit your feeling on that. Yes, Tim, we'll get into that. I was trying to get some words from him, but we had other things. Give your impact, because you were so moved by that. So I want you to talk about your feeling on that as a woman and as a Latina background.
If they did have a Latina little girl in the beginning, and she was singing. And I'm like, my God, that reminds me of me when I was little. But you know, I could relate to a little bit of that because my dad, he used to take me to auditions and stuff. So luckily he knew what he was doing. He would never want to leave me alone. Yes. And in that movie.
And I'm not saying his father did that. I want to say that, please probably not make it sound like he did. He didn't know. And this was years back.
No, it could happen to anybody.
It could happen to anybody.
In that movie, that father, like.
And he played the role great.
He trusted these people, like, you know.
They were very believable.
Yeah.
And he was looking for a better life.
For shows or something to be out there.
A better life for his family, oh, right?
So sad. And then next minute.
They always pillage on people. It's disgusting.
Oh, and it's in the way it is. It's like, it's so scary. And now since I have my son, and, you know, nowadays, like, I have to, it makes me double think. You know, because I want my son to be like a model.
I was going to, I knew we were going to talk about that.
So like, and you never know who to trust now. So like, I will never leave my, this makes it, I will never leave my child.
Anybody that is a parent.
Any stranger.
Anybody that is a parent, boy or girl, having a son or daughter, you need to watch this movie. You need to.
Yeah.
This is real. Human trafficking is terrible. And it's one of the largest. We are the biggest consumption people of this disgusting garbage on the internet. So I want to, we're going to run to a commercial break, and I want to come back more on the modeling for other people and that want to go into this, because I want to open a dialogue. I wanted to run call lines on this for people that are looking for children to go into this, but let's talk about it. Let's we'll see if we're going to be going to commercial. I'm waiting for the notification, and we will be in a second. So, yes, we were going to go there. And I apologize for any audio problems, but you will know more in a week what's going on. But modeling, very interesting. Very interesting stuff. I can't.
Use your voice to not hear you. Use your voice.
Yes.
Let it be heard. Use your voice to not hear you. Use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sinati. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
And thank you for coming back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are with the infamous, famous, and much more famous soon to be Eric A. Sinati with the lovely Miss Bianca C. We are back again. And again, I want to, from anybody that missed during the break, we are only doing audio today due to location and the confidentiality of some investigative stories we're working on. Mm-hmm. So I want to apologize, but there is video running for future release and for premium members of the show and the website. We'll talk about that. Also, I want to put out that we will be having a Hostile Zone fan store coming out. We had some vendors reach out about some mugs and stuff like that. And I want to make this clear right now,
okay,
that the stuff on the show of the show's store, we're going to be putting towards charity. A very large percentage of it, most of it, we're not going to make money on it. We're just going to cover and donate. And what were we talking? We were trying to figure out what we were going to do. And you said it has to be Sound of Freedom to work with victims of trafficking. So
yes.
How perfect was that?
Oh, my God. That's a
so that's where we're going
right?
to be going. So pay attention to that. We will be having that up on the show's website with additional links. I want to say I have never seen so many messages and emails that I had to actually off my work phone. I had to turn off one of the emails because they were coming in so often that it actually, I don't want to knock iPhone, but it was slowing down my network. I had to actually take it off. There were so many messages. And I apologize if you did respond on there. I cannot answer everybody, please. If you really want to get a message, call the producer at the numbers, which I have here. I want to give the number.
And what's the number?
There is two lines, but we're going to give the 800 number today. 888-627-6008. Say that one more time for me.
Okay. 888-627-6008.
And those lines are live. You can go. There'll be somebody there to answer. Sorry, production. They're probably going to swamp you. We will be putting people through live, but not today. And people that I promised we would do that, shout out again to you. It will happen. But yes, messages will be taken. So go ahead and hit the lines. That is the line. It's going to be anytime you can call during the show and in between shows. We will be taking messages.
And
again,
will that number be on the website as well?
It will be on the website and on the video at the bottom of the screen starting. But it again, 888-627-6008. Wonderful. 6008. That is for the United States and Canada.
Okay.
There is a local number, direct number. I will give that out, but who wants to make a local call when you can bill it to the station? So going back to the modeling. I'm gonna get to you with this, but I wanna put out here. This is very serious because there are Gerber babies, right? Gerber babies. Mm-hmm. No promotion to Gerber, but child models and stuff like that. Very scary stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it. And I would like anybody that has experience on this, please call in or message, because this is an interesting topic we were discussing. How do you, and people that know me know that I'm involved with the entertainment unions, and I'm involved with your stuff, and I have some other people that we work with. But this is an interesting, because I don't mess with, I don't get involved with children's stuff.
Well,
so
yeah,
I remember reading.
There's like a lot of scams.
Yes.
Too, just, yeah.
How do you make an Instagram, a Facebook, or anything for your underage child? Clean stuff, but I mean, with the image and pedophiles and predators on the internet are not looking for them, and you got to worry that they're not snatched up or followed. And I'm wondering how you do that. You have to hire somebody specifically, let's say for Facebook, because that's really one I know about, like all your requests.
Right,
who's
right.
going to get on the page to see any more pictures than one or two profile pics? You want the exposure for your son or daughter, your infant, to be the Gerber baby, not because you want fame and notoriety for them, right? But you want a better life for them. You want a career opportunity. And if they have something, you should take advantage of that. So
you just got to know the warning signs too. You know?
How do you screen?
Well, basically, like if they ask for money,
not even that. I'm talking about viewing
whatever.
The pictures online.
Oh, viewing the pictures. You know, I would suggest probably having it private.
Right.
That way you can.
But how do you know who's seeing? That's my point. Yeah.
Sometimes I know on Instagram, having your page private. You could actually screen who can see.
Right. This is true. And I know that with Facebook, but you want people to see. So how do you know who you're allowing access to? And here's the other thing. I know that we're going to get reaching out, and I, you know, my fellow entertainment union people, I'm sorry for agents and managers that I'm not saying don't do this, but I mean, some people may not want to sign with somebody right away for commission purposes. And obviously an agent and a manager would be very on point with screening and protecting your child. But then you're also signing up with somebody before you even know if you really have a solid thing going. So I'm not saying don't. You do need that. You need that at some point. But and when you're starting off, let's say amateurs getting going, how do you get the face out there? You know, for an infant, maybe, you know, because people steal children. I mean, this is what we were watching. So Sound of Freedom. I want to say the cast was wonderful. But now I want to get into, because really you gave your impact. And I know you were talking about getting involved. And we're actually talking to some 501 nonprofits that you won't want to work with directly. We're gonna, the show's going to provide funding for and commercials. Obviously, we're going to do as much as we can. I'm very passionate about this myself. Obviously, you knew that.
Yes.
So I've spoken to a few people. And another piece of information, I've spoken to somebody, a high-ranking official on the border. On the border, who's going to give us exclusive access to the border. We may even be going there at some point. Well, no, we will be going there to do some interview and audio of the border. This is already set up. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen, because it's going to require a lot of ride-along hours for me and my the people that come with me to film all this. Because, you know, it's not going to happen in 5 minutes on the.
It's going to be some
Yes, it's going. But I did confirm, you know, that we got the call on Saturday, right? Was it Saturday that they got the return call from this person?
Possibly.
Yeah, you were there. Remember? You don't go out. You were in the office.
Yes.
But yes, so we're coordinating this week. I'm thinking this will probably be a September-October thing. Has nothing to do with elections or anything like that. It's just about logistical timing for us to coordinate and get there. But I'm very excited because I had a lengthy conversation, multiple conversations with this person. They are very experienced, very high ranking on the border, literally on the border. And I saw some amazing stuff that they showed me. And I can't wait to personally see it. And I'm excited to ride in that truck with this guy.
Yes.
He's a very, very very, very charismatic individual. And he's a renegade kind of guy. Been there for a long time. Doesn't care about what they're going to say about him online. Cares about the people. And I remember one of the things that he was saying. He said, I only answer to the people. I love it. He said, I don't care.
That.
This is what the hostile zone is about.
Absolutely.
This guy said, I answer to the public, not to anybody else. And I love it. I love it. This is why we're going to. Me and one or two of my investigative staff are going to come, and we're going to do an on-the-border experience. I know people have seen it, but we're going to go and get some good stuff. So that all circles everything together with Sound of Freedom. And I want to talk another thing about Sound of Freedom is, why are you, and shame on you, Hollywood, shame on you, other networks, for not discussing Sound of Freedom. Shame on you.
Yes, it's really hard. It should have had more advertisement.
The numbers that blew on the first weekend were amazing. Again, we're doing other stories now, so I don't have stats in front of me, and I don't like to quote when I don't know. But the numbers were great, and the numbers are still great. And again, I'm saying you need to see it, people. You need to. Please. And you know what? Another reason. Money is going towards victims of trafficking and assisting in people who are combating trafficking. This is key. This is key.
Anyone that has kids should watch.
You really
that
do.
Movie.
I was taken aback.
Yeah.
I knew a lot about this stuff, but I did not have that heart tug that I did in this film. And then you called
it. I actually
it,
had a tear. Yes. I cried actually in some scenes, and it's
so sad. And you know what? That's motivated me even more, and that's when I reached back to some of the vendors on the store. I want to get it up quickly. So we were looking at mugs and things like that. If there are things you think we should have, for the hostile zone on the store. And if you're a vendor and you want to put something on there, we're not trying to make any money on that personally. If you're a charity and you're trying to do something, you're a nonprofit and you're assisting families and this, reach out to me. 888-627-6008. And check out the Hostile Zone's website. I'm going to get some links up on there for more. And I'm working on, I've spoken with some people with production on this and seeing if we can do some kind of showing for this. And this is all the stuff we're actually talking about this week. Okay. So that is, again, stay tuned.
All right.
So I think we're going to be going to break. We will be going break. We're coming on break.
Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice.
This is Eric A. Sinati. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinati is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the hostile zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse, abuse of public dollars, and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the hostile zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice.
And we are back. We are back. Again, audio only today with the Hostile Zone. Yes, you are with the infamous and your now friend, Eric A. Sinati. And as I was coming into the show here, we were going to run a few segments in the show moving forward. Mm-hmm. And two of them that I was planning on is something about Abraham Lincoln once a week to get you going. Usually a quote, probably from one of this new book that I was
saying.
Honest Abe. And also, I think we're going to do, and please call in and email and let us know what you think about doing something, a quote. And it doesn't always have to be Lincoln, I guess. I mean, I'm open to anybody. It has nothing to do with politics on Lincoln. I just think he was probably the greatest president ever to have. And ever will, honestly. And also the other segment I'm thinking about doing is a American, because we are in the United States, American fact of the week. So we're going to give an interesting fact that you may not know or may know, and we'll expound on, and it'll send your mind to be intrigued when you leave the show, because I'm going to only tell you the fact. I'm not going to tell you the history on it until maybe next time. So then you'll actually be forced to go and look. Now, another point I'm going to tell you for anybody that's taken one of my courses, when you do searches for information, you want to make sure that it's actual valid information. Obviously, we know that the internet doesn't tell the truth. So I want to say, I always said a .gov for the most part, a .gov, a .edu for an educational institution. And it used to be a .org, but now you can kind of get that for your nonprofits, 501, your think tanks and things like that. But you really want to really look at that before you really believe what you see. I wanted to say that Wikipedia is actually much improved over the years.
Has it?
Yes, actually it has. So I'm going to back off on my old statements for students that had me maybe 10 years ago or more, where I was like, never turn in a paper with information from Wikipedia. I was infinitely known to go on, specifically with Abraham Lincoln, I would go on, you used to be able to edit freely on Wikipedia, and I would, the night before a paper was due, I would go on and say, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in 1965, which obviously we all know should be 1865.
Absolutely.
And I would guarantee, I would be a 30-student course in one of sociology, criminology, et cetera, government. And they would, somebody, more than one, some of you actually are in good positions now, you know what I'm talking about, would turn a paper in saying something with the fake information I posted the night before. But shout out to Wikipedia, that it's not so easy to do that anymore. That's my two new segments. So speaking of that, I was thinking of a quote today. And since we were talking about, and again, I don't want to go political in the sense of right or left wing. I never, ever, ever badmouth our president, no matter what party it is. I'm an American. I love my country more than I can tell you. And I just don't badmouth my president. I never did. I don't. Privately, I might give an opinion. I might support somebody. I'm not going to come on this show and tell you who to vote for. I will have anybody on the show. I will not sandbag anybody on questions. So I just want to make sure that's out there. So a quote I like today, and the reason I said that is because of the whole Hunter Biden and President Biden. And this is just a quote from Lincoln that I found pretty relevant, especially for the newly recognized granddaughter. Mm. Lincoln said, "Character is like the tree and reputation is like the shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The real thing is the tree." That is very relevant. So just like the internet, the shadow is all the nonsense you find on the first three or four Google search results. The tree is what may be on page 5 or 6 that is real. That is the real. So the character is like a tree and reputation is like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The real thing is the tree. So I like that one. I hope people will tell me. And you know what? If you think of a quote that you feel is irrelevant to a topic or just personally impacts you and makes you feel something, then I want you to let us know, because I would like to put it out there. And, you know, I guess it's kind of going to be corny or cheesy, but I still get the hairs on my arms raised when the American national anthem is played. And I mean, there's no place in the world like Ford's Theater. All right, here we go. Anybody that knows me, and I'm going to put out some stuff on the website. I have been known, and I hope one of these people that have been done this with me, I have been known to drive in the middle of the night to the Lincoln Memorial. We're talking from the New York City area, New Jersey area, in the middle of the night.
Really?
With one person and by myself, and sit on the Lincoln Memorial and think and write, and then drive back the next day. And I hope that one of these persons is hearing and seeing this right now, and they can tell the story of one of the times we did it. One time I was this one person, and I hope that I may reach out to them and tell them. We drove down in the snow, and we both fell down the stairs because it was like 4 in the morning, and it was like a foot of snow in Washington.
Really?
And we both drove down to D.C. to just talk and have a coffee, and just I wrote some great stuff. I just love Lincoln. So I get the hair. My hairs are standing up now. The video can see that. So that's that. And I have another Lincoln pen going on here that we're going to show next week. And so, yes, that is what I'm thinking about the two segments. And do you have any feelings on that? Who is your inspiration? No, it doesn't have to be political.
My inspiration? My inspiration. I looked up to Marilyn Monroe.
I knew you were going to say that. Now, I'm going to say it bad here. You know any quotes or even close to a quote? I don't want you to. I know it's not going to be verbatim, but what is something that you know of that made you think? She is actually quite an interesting person.
She is.
Very intelligent.
She is an intelligent.
Norma Jean, right?
Norma Jean.
Ah, you got me there.
Yeah, that's my very good.
Sonati's stupid in knowledge.
Okay. She's actually a scholar. She liked to read a lot, and believe it or not, Marilyn Monroe was just a character she was playing.
Yes, right.
24 hours, and it really did take a toll on her, because you never know when to shut that character off.
Right. And I think one of the things that really interests me about it, and you know, there's a whole thing about Kennedy and the assassination attempts and assassination. Kennedy, Lincoln, the years. Look at the election years and stuff. That's just fun. I'm not a conspiracy theorist person, but
you know, a quote too. Knowledge. Marilyn Monroe, since she didn't have her father around, she looked up to Abraham.
You're
Lincoln.
Kidding me. Yeah, you sandbagged me right yes. here. This I'm gonna write that down so I can look that up. Lincoln.
There is actually a photo of her holding Abraham Lincoln picture.
Really? You got me.
Her that... in a 50s
If somebody has that, send that in. Yeah, send that in. Send that in. Wow. Mm-hmm. You sandbagged me. I'm gonna get you for that next week.
It's
okay,
true.
We're almost coming to the end of the show. I love to rattle on. Again, we're live. That's why this happens. So somebody's got to yell at me usually. But I want to definitely. Did you like the quote segment? I mean,
I actually like the quotes. I think that you should.
It's going to be Lincoln. It's going to be Lincoln, especially since I got this brandy new leather bound book here. I'll hold it up for the cameras. I definitely suggest. I don't know what it would cost because they didn't price tag on it, but it's very nice. Anyway, anything from Ford's Theater is a donation. So I don't think they left a sticker on it. Did they? Oh, no, that's the bound of it. I'm going to post a copy of it online too. Oh, there is on the thing. It's printed on there. It's only $19.99. And it goes to the Lincoln Society. So, I mean, it's not commercialized by any means. Mm. You know, they are a private society of donations and they do great stuff. And they also work directly with the National Park Service. They have park rangers there for informational purposes. So, yes, I'm liking this. I'm liking that. And we're going to definitely move forward with the fact of the week, the American fact of the week. And you know what? What do you think? How about I'm going to give like an American fact, governmental things like that. Maybe you can give a little entertainment fact or a little Latin heritage fact, American Latin heritage fact. Showing, you know, how the cross sections of society are emerging. Because again, immigration is what America was based on, mm-hmm. not illegal immigration. We're not going that, and we're not going political. We are a nation of immigrants. And I learned in school, and they should still be learning, that we are a melting pot to create the American. So with that, we're going to... I guess we're going to move forward. And what are you feeling? You're going to do a good national anthem for us this week? I think that's good. I'm getting some good feedback on that. You like doing the live version?
I love doing that. Every time I sing that, I really do mean that I love my country. Every time I sing that.
Wonderful. So then this is what I'm going to move us into. We are, again, there's video running. I'm looking right at the camera mm-hmm. now. Shout out to my individuals that I talked to and I mentioned early today. Yes, I'm going to link and we're going to put the video clips and audio clips and all of those things that we discussed, but cases and stuff that we were and stories we're working on are taking precedence. Obviously you saw the whole Biden stuff today all over the news, and there's some other stuff going on. And then this human trafficking stuff and the border stuff is taking precedence. So with that said, you're on the Hostile Zone with the infamous and lovable Eric A. Sinati. Take us away, Miss Bianca C.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets reckless, the bombs bursting in air. It proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave for the land of the free and the
my fans, respect your friends, love your friends, love your family more, and always love your country. We're out.
Use your voice, Sinati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sonati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Nobody hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone. Because in Sonati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back that curtain and we hold no punches. To everyone else, from me to you, have a great week. And always remember, treat others kind and your family kinder, and always love our country.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati heard you. Use your voice.
And Sonati heard you.